faces. But my brother Ezor is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man. My brother Ezor is an hairy man, but I am a smooth man. Perhaps I can paraphrase that, say the same thing in a different way, by quoting you some words from that grand Old Testament prophet Nehemiah. Nehemiah 4:16. He said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I said, "Lo, I see the children of Bebai numbering 673, and I see the children of Asgard numbering 1,474. There come times in the lives of each and every one of us when we turn aside from our fellows and seek the solitude and tranquility of our own far side. We put up our feet and put on our slippers and sit and stare into the fire. And I wonder at such times whether your thoughts turn, as mine do, to those words I've just read you now. We human beings are funny creatures, you know. We never have time. We never have a minute to spare. We never have any time for contemplation. No time for meditation. But here, together tonight, we do have time. Time to look back down the broad acres of our lives and tot up the score in this great ledger of life. The debits and the credits. And perhaps the debits are more than the credits. Perhaps we've not done quite as well as we thought we'd done, but never mind, because we're beginning again. As I was on my way here tonight, I arrived at the station, and by an oversight, I happened to come out by the way one is supposed to go in. And as I was coming out, an employee of the railway company hailed me. "Hey, Jack," he shouted, "where do you think you are going?" That, at any rate, was the gist of what he said. You know, I was grateful to him. Because, you see, he put me in mind of the kind of question I felt I ought to be asking you here tonight. "Where do you think you are going?" Many, many years ago, when I was about as old as some of you are now, I went mountain climbing in Scotland with a very dear friend of mine. And there was this mountain, you see, and we decided to climb it. And so, very early one morning, we arose and began to climb. All day, we climbed. Up and up and up, higher and higher and higher, until the valley lay very small. Below us, the mist of the evening began to come down, the sun to set. And when we reached the summit, we sat down to watch this most magnificent sight of the sun going down behind the mountain. And as we watched, my friend very suddenly and violently vomited. Some of us think life's a bit like that. But it isn't, you know. Life, it's rather like opening a tin of sardines. We're all of us looking for the key. Some of us think we found the key, don't we? We roll back the lid of the sardine tin of life. We reveal the sardines, the riches of life therein. We get them out. We enjoy them. You know, there's always a little piece in the corner you can't get. I wonder, is there a little piece in the corner of your life? I know there is in mine. So now, I draw to a close. I want you, when you go out into the world, in times of trouble and sorrow and and hopelessness and despair, amid the hooly-booly of modern life, if ever you're tempted to say, oh, stuff this for a lark, I want you then to turn for comfort to the words of my first text to you tonight. But my brother Esau is a merry man, but I am a smooth man.